And now if you'll turn in your hymnal to page 757, we'll have a responsive reading of Psalms 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Let none of that wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are cold with treachery. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all that day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, the Lord instructs sinners in the way and leads the humble in what is right and teaches them their way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast and faithfulness for those who keep the Lord's covenant and testimonies.
As we turn to the second reading from the Hebrew Bible, from the Old Testament, we go back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. You can find it on page 7 of the Hebrew Bible in your Pew Bible. And the context is that Noah has loaded his family and two of every creature of the earth onto the ark. They have successfully traversed the flood for 40 days. They have landed on dry land, and God is recommitting God's covenant with Noah and all the creatures. So let us read from verse 8. Hear these words. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between you and me and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the rainbow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, which can be found on page 220 in your Pew Bibles New Testament. Hear these words. "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison who in former times did not obey. When God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water, in baptism which this prefigure now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us now turn to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. Mark is brief, to say the least. In fact, it is only right now, as we read in today's lesson, that we're even introduced to Jesus. He's an adult. He's beginning his earthly ministry. No birth narrative at all in Mark. You can follow along if you'd like to by turning to page 33 in the New Testament of your pew Bible. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. As I mentioned in the beginning of our service, this past Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. Some of you know that. Some of you left that evening with the ashes smudged on your foreheads. That day was actually the first day of Lent. Today is the first Sunday in Lent. Well, Lent is that important 40-day period in the life of the church when we are called as individual Christian people to be contemplative, to be especially prayerful, to reflect on our own lives and how our lives relate to God in all three persons of the Trinity. Lent is a time for deep thought. This whole personal journey of Lent leads us to the truth expressed so succinctly in 1 Peter 3:18a that Mark read, "For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God." This Lenten journey with Jesus is long and arduous, but the point of it all is very simple. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Lent calls us to go back to the beginnings of our faith. Ash Wednesday called us to go back to the very basis of our human lives. On that evening, we were confronted directly and graphically with our own mortality. Each of us will die one day. We are only flesh and blood. As I made the sign of the cross on your foreheads, I said these stark words: "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." My sisters and brothers, it is only through God's grace that each of us has been given this precious gift of life. For that gift, we ought to be grateful every day. In today's beautiful reading from Genesis, we're reminded of God's gracious covenant with God's people. As you heard, God made this covenant directly with Noah and his family and all the creatures that had come off of the ark. But God was very clear that this was a covenant that would last for all time and for all of God's creatures. "I establish my covenant with you," God said, "that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." In order to remember this covenant, this promise to his people, God put a rainbow in the sky. What a lovely reminder of God's eternal commitment to all of us, a rainbow. Well, as it turns out, if you were paying attention, you heard that three of today's four readings speak of water or of baptism. Many of us were baptized as little babies, so clearly we don't remember this important life-transforming event. How many of you know you were baptized as a baby? All right. Do you remember it? I don't either. But let me tell you this, if you have not yet been baptized, I would love to share with you this beautiful sacrament from God. So please let me know. Well, the fact that you don't remember your baptism actually makes sense. Because baptism is not about anything you did or anything you do. It's entirely about what God has done. Just as God used water to drown the entire earth and wipe clean the sinfulness and iniquity of all people in the story of Noah's Ark in Genesis, God also uses water as the sign of God's forgiveness of our sins. Baptism washes us clean. God's love is stronger than sin. In baptism, we are drowned to the power of sin and death, as God claims each of us as His own. God loves you that much. The story from Mark's Gospel is typically short and to the point. The fact that this story comes up several times in the year of the church, do you remember it during Advent? The fact that it happens so many times is a reminder to us of the foundational nature of these events. They are that important. This Gospel story is short, and I believe bears repeating, so please listen again and hear it. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and a spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came down from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." Well, I want you to think about those events, the events from the Gospel of Mark, in a very personal way. These events in Jesus' life ought to serve as a blueprint, a timeline, if you will, for your own life in this season of Lent. You ought to walk with Jesus through Lent. This is your story, too. Consider this. When you were baptized with water, the Spirit descended like a dove on you. At that moment, a voice came from heaven, "You are my child, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." It's absolutely true. God is well pleased with you because God loves you more than you can ever understand. Just as the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, God is calling you to go beyond these safe walls of this church, calling you in mission to go out into the wilderness of the 21st century world. You are meant to spend time in solitude with God, to wrestle with your personal demons, to pray to the Lord, and to listen for God's message of hope and ministry. Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." But Jesus has also come to Aurora, Colorado, and to Burns Church with the same good news of God. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. My sisters and brothers, the time is now. It is time for each of us to remember our baptismal beginnings. It is time for each of us to repent, to believe in the good news, and to follow Jesus' footsteps on this journey of transformation through Lent. Amen.